name is David G. And it's our belief, it's our hope, that by you simply surrendering on a daily basis to this beautiful ritual and experiencing so many different types of guidance, of suggestions, of expansion, of new ways of thinking and living, that you may actually take your life beyond your dreams and desires to a place of balance, of healing, of transformation, a place of nurturing, a place of awareness, and a place of compassion. I think we can all agree it's not a bad well spring to tap into. This 21-day meditation challenge is divided into 3 weeks, as they all are. Week one is about who am I? Week two is about what do I want? And week three is how can I serve? And these are all premised on what we refer to as the soul questions. We teach this at Seduction of Spirit, and Deepak has always enjoyed so much leading that session on who am I, the soul, at Seduction of Spirit. And so we get the opportunity as primordial sound meditators, and we would encourage anyone who's meditating, before you go into stillness and silence, before you tap into that realm of your unconditioned self, to ask yourself some profound questions. You don't have to answer. What we like to say is ask the questions and live the answer. So the soul questions are questions we ask before we go into stillness and silence. We ask, sometimes answers flow, sometimes they don't. And right before we begin our meditation, we let go of all of that. And then at a certain point during the meditation, we will experience some aspect of stillness. And those seeds that we planted while asking the soul questions will begin to sprout. So the first question is, who am I? Who am I? That's a pretty tough question. We've identified ourselves, given ourselves labels and titles and roles and responsibilities, and we've used that to a certain extent to define us. Who am I? We think of our job title, or we think of the role we spend the most amount of hours on. Or we think of something that someone calls us. So am I a mother? Am I the vice president of telecommunications? Am I a friend? Am I a fan of this sports team, or a devotee of that school of discipline or philosophy? Who am I? Who am I? And so we'll explore that over the course of week one, and we'll explore different areas in terms of how we define ourselves and how we live that. In week two, we'll explore the second soul question, which is, what do I want? What do I want? And we'll explore all the areas and all the avenues of desire, of dreams, of hopes, of wishes, of intentions. What do you want? Material world wants, physical world wants, emotional world wants, spiritual world wants. And so we'll explore, what do I want? And in that week, once we have become clear in the week before who we are, we're closer to that understanding, then we will begin to manifest things in week two. That will be a powerful week of transformation. So we'll be establishing some stillness and silence in week one. We'll be planting our seeds in week two. And in week three, we'll explore the concept of dharma. That's the third soul question. What's my dharma? What's my purpose in life? How can I help others? How can I heal others? How can I serve others using my unique gifts and my special talents? And we'll explore all the realms of your life, all the spheres of influence. Who's in your front row? And whose front row are you in? And so welcome, on behalf of Deepak Chopra and David Simon, the co-founders of the Chopra Center for Well-Being right here in Carlsbad, which I like to refer to as the sweet spot of the universe. We're going to explore the creation of our soul profile. Who am I? What do I want? And how can I serve? So before we even go into that, let's spend the rest of this meditation sort of getting clear on our intentions, planting some seeds, making some commitments, and then detaching, letting the universe work out the details. So let's get comfortable. If you're listening to this in a moving vehicle and you're behind the wheel, do not close your eyes, but pretty much as long as you're not operating heavy machinery, surrender to this meditation. If you can surrender to all these meditations, just connecting to yourself in stillness and silence will shift you forever. And as you continue to meditate, your life will continue to blossom and bloom. So let's get busy. One of the most important aspects of the meditation that the Chopra Center teaches is we stress that comfort is the most important aspect. If you're comfortable, you'll show up and come back. And if you're not comfortable, ultimately, you'll stop. So let's get comfortable. You want to take your shoes off? Feel free to do that. You like to sit in a chair or a couch or cross your legs or uncross them? We'd suggest not necessarily lying down, simply because you have that Pavlovian connection between lying down and sleep. And so you may just lie down and go to sleep. That's okay. If you fall asleep, it means you are tired. Your body will always get what it needs from your meditation. Your mind will always get what it needs. If you need to ramble physically or mentally, then you will. If you need to vent emotionally, then you will. If you need to sleep physically, then you will fall asleep. You always get what you need when you meditate. So let's get comfortable. Let's close our eyes. And let's reflect on what we hope to accomplish by joining the 21-day meditation challenge. Remember that hundreds of thousands of people before you have used the 21-day meditation challenge to take their lives to the next level, to learn about Vedanta, to learn about themselves, and to connect to the stillness and silence that rests within. So let's start by taking a long, slow, deep breath in, and letting that go. Let's do that again. And let's just gently follow our breath in. Follow our breath out. And as you float, let's ask ourselves a few questions. Who am I? Who am I? Next, let's ask, what do I want? What do I really, really, really want? what is my dharma? What is my purpose in life? How can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve? So you don't have to break this energy by stopping to write this down. But probably in this meditation right now, who am I, what do I want, and how can I serve? You will be a very, very different person on day 22. And whatever you believe are the things you need right now, when you're again asking those questions 3 weeks from now, coming from a place of expansion, surrender, truth, you may find the answers are very, very different than they are. But let's get clear on where they are right now. Who am I? What do I want? What's my dharma? Let's keep breathing. And thousands of thoughts may be pouring into your brain. We have 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. That's a thought every 1.2 seconds. They're coming. That's okay. It's a sign that you're alive. It's a sign that you are truly this earthbound expression of the divine universe. So that's okay. When you notice you've drifted, the thoughts in your mind, sounds in the environment, sensations in your physical body, just gently drift back to your breath, breathing in and breathing out. I'll watch the time. And as you gain clarity over these three powerful questions, who am I, what do I want, how can I serve, gain clarity on the intentions that you're setting. What do you hope to achieve over these 3 weeks? Just get clear. What's your intention? Where do you see yourself growing? And what will happen to you? Do you want to predict the future? Then create it. You get to create it. So now let's just float and drift and contemplate. What's my intention? How do I see myself growing over these 3 weeks? Now let's begin. Let's play. plant this intention like a seed in the fertile soil of our heart. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let's release all those questions out into the ether. We'll leave it up to the universe to answer. We'll leave it up to spirit to sort out the details. And let's seal this meditation by chanting Om together. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release that. Let's do that one more time. And gently let go. And now let's chant Om together, the hymn of the universe, which will herald our universality and the celebration of our deepest intention. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Of thousands of beams of light that have joined us in the collective, in the gap. I honor the light in you that is also in me. And I know that when you are in that space and I am in that space, we are one. That's essentially the definition of namaste. So, namaste. This is David G. from the sweet spot of the universe, wishing you an amazing day, a beautiful kickoff to our 21 days together. Keep it real. Tune in again tomorrow. We'll see you in the gap.